Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie, and this week let's remember to move like the gentle wind through life. It's Linda's World today, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, and you can feel free to call into the show to discuss any questions or concerns you may have on anything, or if you'd like a reading, you can give a call at 800-555-5453. Or 310-371-5444. Those numbers again are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Well, I got up this morning and I said, it's Linda's World today. I didn't know exactly what I was going to talk about. And then I started thinking about a lot of the people that I know and and I'm finding that there's a lot that are going through menopause and they're all hitting that 53 years, 3 months, you know, and that's the average age for menopause, although perimenopause begins way before that. And instead of trying to get all these hot flash drugs that they're doing, I mean, you know, we have to understand that menopause is natural, right? So, you know, I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about menopause. And just to let you know, I do have lots of articles on my website on natural alternatives for menopause. And you can go to my website, lindamckenzie.net. And look at that. And while you're there, there's a link where you can to my TV show that has just appeared on Soul Search on last Wednesday. It just appeared on Soul Search TV, which you can get by downloading the Soul Search TV app on Amazon or Amazon Fire or Roku. Or and I see that they're trying to get on Prime as well. So what you can do is you can download the app and get that. Or if you want, you can even watch it on the net at Soul Search TV. It's really fun, so I would suggest that you do it. I'm also going to be doing a Soul Search Expo this week in Santa Cruz on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're in the area, I'm doing a wonderful lecture called Many Faces of Psychic Ability, where there's lots of stories and lots of fun and lots of laughter. So, you know, feel free to come to that as well. Okay, so I thought that we would talk a little bit about this menopause. Now, right now, you know, back in the day, 60 million women in the United States reached menopause in the year 2000, and now we're going to have more and more and more. It's a gradual process, and perimenopause can start very much in the late 30s to the mid 40s. Average menopause is really the cessation of your menstrual periods and the ability to reproduce. That's what menopause is. And I was wrong about the age that it begins. I thought it was 53 and 3 months, but it's actually 51 and 3 months, 51 years of age and 3 months. It starts then. Maybe because the people I know that are 53 or that are in menopause have been in it. This is the crucial stage, I don't know, but it's kind of interesting. So you kind of almost have to understand menopause. So this is a wonderful outlet for men to listen to, too, because you have to deal with it. So there you go. So we have to remember that nobody talked about menopause. There's little or no information given out, even now. And a lot of the thought, a lot of people think that menopause was either ignored or became very, very scary and fearful. Now, menopause is not a disease, right, that needs treatment. It just doesn't. It's a natural part of life. In fact, it's a woman's time of wisdom, power, and knowledge. It really is. It kind of shifts your whole mental, spiritual, and body functions, okay? So it makes you really a woman of wisdom, power, and knowledge. And the way that we handle menopause and symptoms exhibited in the United States are different from any other cultures. In India, when a woman starts menopause, she is more respected and given more freedom. Most Indian women experience no physical symptoms at all. Isn't that interesting? In Japan, there was no word for hot flash until the 19th century. The symptoms of menopause are less frequent and milder in Japan. In fact, early symptoms of menopause were reported to be at 25% for Japanese women as compared to 75% of American and Canadian women. Now, in the Muslim religion, a woman is thought to be holier after menopause, and in Indonesia, a big celebration is given to celebrate the entrance into midlife. The Native Americans also give their elder women greater power, and in Africa, a woman's status increases after menopause, and they also have minimal hot flashes. But the Western world, in general, views a woman's time of menopause as a negative ending to youth. And most other cultures recognize that menopause is a positive time of transition and gives women the support and respect they need to accept the changes of menopause on both a mind, body, and spirit level, because it's a natural part of living. Subsequently, this attitude supports the mind and body to work together, resulting in minimizing or eliminating menopausal symptoms on a physical level. You know, during perimenopause and menopause, symptoms can range from none to many different symptoms experienced for varying lengths of time. Some symptoms can last over a 5-year period. Lifestyle, nutrition, emotional and mental stability, and spirituality all have an effect on how menopause manifests itself in that individual woman. The most important thing to remember is that menopause is different for each woman, and it is an individualized process. So if you're looking for a one-size-fits-all, it doesn't work. So if you're thinking that you're going to take HRT therapy, be a little careful with that, because if you're taking hormone replacement therapy that is given by the Western pharmaceutical system, you'll probably get, you won't get uterine cancer, but you will get breast cancer. It's kind of a proven fact, okay? So you have to be very, very careful. Even with some of the natural estrogen hormone replacement therapies, you have to be very, very careful and find out to make sure that the soy-based stuff they're using is not non-GMO, because, again, this is an ultra-processed kind of food, and it can wreak havoc with your body. So we're going to get into a lot of the common symptoms, and then hopefully we'll have enough time so that we can go over some of the things that you can do naturally for helping your menopause. And if you know of anyone, you know, you can catch this program on my archive page at healthylife.net. It's the third button to the right where it says podcast on, and on demand. And you can go there and look at my face. It says Linda McKenzie on there, and click on it, and then look for this Linda's World, you know, and then check, just click on it, because I'm sure that you know someone that's in menopause, or even you're in menopause, and if I can help you, well, that's what we're here to do, right? Okay, so let's get to some of the common symptoms. One of the ones that are very evident is emotional imbalances, irritability, stress, and fatigue. That can occur with or without these associated symptoms, which is depression, weeping, mood swings, irritability, forgetfulness, fatigue, weakness, and stress. The other thing I want to bring up is that men go through menopause too, and a lot of them get the same symptoms, okay? So men, you got to listen to this too, okay? Now, these are all due to the physical hormonal changes going on in your body. And what happens is that stress places a burden on the adrenal glands, which then produces smaller amounts of hormones that are needed to help reduce the declining estrogen effects in the body. and a common ailment of menopausal women and men is hypothyroidism. So as you age, this also could be partially because your hormonal changes are happening. And men have estrogen too, so it's not like they don't. The other thing is hot flashes and night sweats. They can occur with or without one or more of these associated symptoms: headaches, itchy skin, dizziness, weakness, heart palpitations, numbness in the arms or hands, a sensation of heat in the face and neck that may or may not be accompanied with sweat. As an average, hot flashes can start between the ages of 40 to 50, and they can last a few minutes or up to an hour. They vary per person and can be from a year to 12 a day, with one a day being the most common. They can last from 1 to 11 years, and only 10 to 20% of women have extreme discomfort. Hot flash and night sweats are harmless, and there is no cause for alarm, and guess what? They'll eventually cease. So here's the thing. If you start taking these drugs for hot flashes, you're going to have to go through it anyway, right? So when you stop the drug, you'll get it, and then you have to go through it anyway. So just go through it the first time and don't have the side effects of the drug. And look at those side effects when you're going to, if you think you're going to be taking those hot flash medicine. Why don't they go out and find a cure for cancer rather than trying to find a hot flash medicine for something that's natural? Okay, anyway, we're not going there. Okay, insomnia can also be a side effect of a menopause. As we age, we seem to require less sleep, but also night sweats and hormonal changes in the body can help to cause that insomnia. There's also low libido. Now, that may or may not occur with menopause. Researchers say that maybe 50 to 75% of sexual problems have a physical cause, and they are not psychological, okay? Sexual side effects of medications like antihistamines, antidepressants, antibiotics, hypertension drugs, ulcer drugs, they can all contribute to lower sexual drive in women and also men. Vaginal dryness and weakness, that is definitely just a woman thing, and that can occur with or without one or more of these associated symptoms: itching, infections, painful sex. During menopause, the vaginal tissues begin to thin and shrink, and the vaginal secretions begin to dry because the body's production of estrogen wanes. This can start between the ages of 40 to 50, and the dryness can last a couple of days or longer. Antihistamines may also cause vaginal dryness, so be careful of those. Urinary tract infections and incontinence, right? They can occur. During menopause, the tissues of the urinary tract also thin, which can result in you're getting more infections or incontinence, where you have to run to the bathroom. I mean, even when you age, you got to do that turkey trot, and you got to. I keep talking to mine, saying to my body, "No, no, wait, wait." I don't care. You know, I have to talk to it because I just don't want happening when it's not supposed to. Okay, osteoporosis, although not an actual symptom of menopause, it's associated because lower estrogen levels reduce the thyroid hormone calcitonin, which is used in bone growth, and that's what happens with osteoporosis and why it's associated with menopause, although it's not. Okay, so those are the general kind of symptoms. Now I want to give you some natural therapies to help, and because there's natural methods that can help to alleviate your symptoms, and they're probably a better alternative for women. And the only alternative for women who choose not to use the traditional HRT or hormonal replacement therapy. Now, natural methods do not only include help for the body, but for the mind as well. And treating the whole person can help make menopause a more positive experience on all levels. So we're going to go through a couple of these things and see if that may help you. And we're going to go through different kinds of things, so get your pen and pencils out and your papers, and if you want to take down notes, and that's fine, and you can maybe help somebody or your friend that may have menopause or is going to go through menopause. All right, so let's start with A. A is for aromatherapy, right? And that's been used for centuries as a healing modality. And aromatherapy kind of works through your sense of smell, and it helps you to generate emotional and physical relief of symptoms, right? Aromatherapy can be used in a bath or as a perfume, a massage oil, or an inhalant. And some aromatherapy oils or sprays, here's what you can try for specific symptoms of menopause, and here are some of them. For hot flashes and night sweats, aromatherapy oils such as clary sage, peppermint, fennel, anise, or rose can aid hot flashes. Sage oil has the oldest reputation for stopping hot flash and reducing excessive sweating. However, avoid using sage oil if you have epilepsy or seizures. Okay, don't use that. Hormonal balancing aromatherapy. They include rose, geranium, and neroli, which is actually orange blossom and smells really, really good. Then we have fatigue and weakness aromatherapy. Those include lavender and rosemary. There's a lot of these things you can use aromatherapy whether you're in menopause or not. So if you feel fatigued or weak, lavender and rosemary help you do that. Also, rosemary is good for remembrance and mind, okay? So it helps to prevent a lot of the Alzheimer's, dementia. If you know, it kind of helps the memory, all right? Low libido aromatherapy oils include lang lang, patchouli, and jasmine. Uterine and vaginal aromatherapy oils include geranium, rose, and neroli. You see, rose is there for a lot. Urinary tract aromatherapy. Okay, that's for, you know, your incontinence. That includes juniper, cedarwood, and eucalyptus oil. You know, these are great. All you have to do is breathe it in. I mean, come on. You know, this is really good. And so your emotional balancing aromatherapy, again, not just for menopause. These are oils such as chamomile, jasmine, lavender, rose. They can promote feelings of ease. While cypress, fennel, lemon balm, rose, and lavender can act as your stress-relieving herbs. And so, isn't that great? Now, emotionally, a lot happens in menopause. And so we have some Bach flower remedies. Now, Bach flower's remedies focus on relieving the emotional and mental factors associated with illness. And they're made from flower essences. And there are 38 specific Bach flower remedies that can be used alone or in conjunction with each other to produce results in emotional symptoms. Okay, so we're talking about your emotional. Agrimony helps emotional acceptance of menopause. The Bach flower remedy cherry plum helps low libido and it reduces emotional pressure. Impatience, age, general restlessness. Walnut helps restore hormonal balance. Rock rose aids emotional balance. And a combination of cherry plum, impatience, rock rose, and walnut aids hot flash. So there you have it. Bach flower remedies to help your mind. Then we have a deep breathing. That helps because the power of deep breathing and focusing on the breath activates the vagus nerve of the body. When this is activated, this major quieting nerve helps to immediately lower the blood pressure and the pulse, heart, and respiratory rates. So also on an emotional level, it helps to calm and center the person and aids in reducing panic, anxiety, and stress. And all you have to do is breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just concentrate on that breathing. And it will automatically calm you down. Has to, because it activates your physical trigger of that vagus nerve. The next thing is diet. It's interesting to note that some cultures from other countries do not experience some of the Western women's menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes. Now, this may be part because of the foods they eat. Their diets are mostly vegetarian, high fiber, and low fat. It includes leafy green vegetables and essential fatty acids, such as flaxseed or evening primrose oil, which, by the way, have estrogen properties, and omega-3 fatty acids, which are found in trout, salmon, and mackerel. They also avoid or eliminate or reduce animal fats, dairy products, alcohol, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, salt, dairy products, spicy foods, artificial colorings, flavorings, and preservatives, and ultra-processed foods. The purer you eat, the purer you're going to feel. And that's with menopause or not. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about some more natural remedies for menopause. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Well, welcome back. By the way, if you want to see my TV special, Live with Linda on Soul Search TV, there's a couple of commercials in there for my new books, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss, and also to my new book, Symbols of You. And they're kind of cute. I thought they were kind of cute. Anyway, the books are great, and we just released the audio book, too, so that's a really great way to lose weight without taking those terrible Ozempic, Wegovy, GLP-1 weight loss drugs that can give you thyroid cancer. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Meanwhile, back with menopause, right? The next thing what we want to do for menopause is we're doing A, B, C, D, right? So now we're going to do E, and that's going to be, we have two E's, right? One E is education. That's your best defense against menopause. Obtaining knowledge of the menopausal process and the way it can manifest in your emotional and physical body helps alleviate the fear and negative aspects of menopause. Can you imagine getting a hot flash or heart palpitations and you don't know why it's coming? You would think something is wrong with you when it's a natural process, right? So it's nice to know what's going on, so educate yourself. This helps women realize that menopause is not a sign of the ending of life. Take that, America, and throw it in your face, okay? It's a natural part of life. And there's going to be a lot more older people and older women, because women seem to outlive men a little bit. And so they better get used to that. And, you know, we have to understand and be the best that we can be. I find that I had more energy and was able to do more things at this time. So it really is a time of wisdom, power, and knowledge for a woman. The next E is exercise. You need to do this. 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week helps to eliminate symptoms, and it reduces the risk of osteoporosis. There was a Cronenberg study of 2,000 women who exercised 3 times a week, and it showed menopause symptom reduction. A Swedish study that included women who had suffered from hot flash showed that exercising for 3.5 hours a week can eliminate or minimize hot flash. Any kind of exercise, yoga, walking, tai chi, qigong, weight, it helps to minimize your physical symptoms. So exercise. Just do it. It's better for you. I mean, exercise is the number one anti-aging, right? Exercise, food, sleep. Everything your mom used to tell you, if she was a good mom. Okay, so now we've got herbs. Herbs can be used to ease menopause symptoms naturally. And there's several categories of herbs that are helpful in menopause. One is phytoestrogen herbs, and these are red clover, Vitex, that's chestberry, black cohosh, Korean ginseng, and Chinese ginseng. Now, the reason I give you a whole bunch, and this is all on my website, the reason I give you a bunch is because everybody's body is different, and sometimes different herbs will work for different people. And, you know, we have 3 kinds of basic herbs that I'm aware of. It's Western medicine, Western herbs, and then you have Ayurvedic herbs, and then you have the Oriental or Chinese herbs, right? And so I try and give everybody something, because if one herb doesn't work, try the other one. The other thing is, understand that herbs take a little bit longer time. So, you know, take them for a little bit of time, and you'll find out what works for you. And sometimes it changes. And so if one doesn't work, try another one. Okay, now these phytoestrogen herbs, red clover, Vitex, black cohosh, Korean ginseng, or Chinese ginseng, help stimulate hormone production, and they balance your hormone levels, which is what menopause is all about. Then we have adrenal supporting herbs. These aid the adrenals in helping to build estrogen. Now, herbs such as reishi mushroom, Siberian or American ginseng, lingistrum, and Romania, which is Chinese herbs, can help relieve fatigue-related symptoms and also night sweats. Now, the blood-purifying and toning herbs gradually and favorably alter the body's condition by helping it to assimilate nutrients, eliminate waste products of the metabolism, and help build strong blood. Now, herbs such as stinging nettle, yellow dock, motherwort, Dong Quai, raspberry leaf, can aid vaginal dryness and vaginal tissue weakness. Okay, Dong Quai does increase bleeding, so if you have heavy and long periods, which are part of the menopausal symptoms, try a different herbal blood tonic. Okay, next is the urinary tract supporting herbs, which I still take, because every time, you know, as you get older, your bladder gets weaker. So these are such things like San Palmetto, nettle leaf, goldenrod, and marshmallow root. They support healthy bladder and urinary tract tissues that weaken with menopause. For incontinence, the Kegel exercise helps to strengthen the pelvic muscle tone of the muscle walls. Also for urinary tract and supporting herbs, if you feel like you're getting infections, cranberry is great, and they have pills for that so that you don't have to drink 1,000 things of cranberry juice. And then also what I find, if you're helping to build the bladder and wanting to not retain water, which you do a lot in menopause, I use Uva Ursi, UVAURSI. And those are the urinary tract supporting herbs. Emotional stress herbs, that's St. John's wort, basil, ginkgo biloba, and blessed thistle. They act as mood lifters. Okay, kava, hops, valerian, linden flowers, they help promote refreshing sleep and a feeling of ease. Okay, so kava and hops, which are what beer is made out of, right, help do refreshing sleep. And then the ginkgo biloba, the St. John's wort, basil, and blessed thistle, where's Susan Weed when I need her, act as mood lifters. Okay, the uterine toning herbs, these are raspberry leaf or motherwort, can help maintain healthy uterine tissue. There's also cooling herbs such as honeysuckle, licorice root, hibiscus, and yarrow. They can help reduce hot flashes. Licorice root also helps digestion. Okay, and then we finally have the hormonal balancing herbs. Now, this is wild Mexican yam in a cream, which contains natural progesterone properties, and that may help to replace the progesterone levels in the body, okay, because we have to have that balance in there, okay? Next, what we can use in our arsenal against menopause is homeopathy. Discovered in the 1700s, homeopathy is based on unblocking the body's own healing system, and it was used for centuries, and there are many published studies to support its efficiency. Now, homeopathy is a non-toxic therapy where there are no known side effects, and they're safe to use in conjunction with any nutritional, medical, psychological, physical, and surgical therapies. Homeopathy, by the way, I know the Rockefeller, who started the Western medicine system, never used the Western medicine system. He used homeopathy. So there you have it. When the people that discovered the Western medicine won't use it and built it for profit, but they use homeopathy, that should tell you something, right? Okay, the next is your phytoestrogens. Now, plant estrogens contain a compound called isoflavones. These are comprised of two substances, genistein and datazine. These compounds actually mimic human estrogen. So in perimenopausal women, isoflavones can aid endometriitis, uterine fibroids, and abnormal tissue growth. In menopausal women, isoflavones can buffer symptoms of estrogen loss, and there are no known side effects of phytoestrogen. None. Natural sources of isoflavones are soy, lima beans, black beans, fava beans, red kidney beans, and mung beans, even black-eyed peas, red and yellow lentils, and phytoestrogen herbs such as red clover. That's what we have. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back, and we'll try and talk a little bit more about natural methods for menopause. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's hip Side Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next hip Side Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. We're talking a little bit about natural ways to handle menopause, and this is for men or women. And again, feel free to call in if you have a question. I know that a lot of you don't like to call in if I'm talking about something because you get interested, but remember, I'm here for you. 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Where were we at? Oh, yeah. Positive attitude, which is exactly what the station's all about. So nothing does more for menopause than a positive attitude. A positive attitude actually boosts your immune system, so this helps the body combat your symptoms. So in addition, a positive attitude helps a person look at any change, including menopause, as a friend instead of an enemy. And without fighting the change, the emotional transition becomes easier. Okay, now let's go to sexual activity. Being sexually active actually provides physical benefits for menopause. It's good exercise, it helps hormonal levels, it helps vaginal muscle tone and lubrication. So regular sexual activity can help preserve vaginal lubrication and muscle tone for people into their 70s. All right, next is smoking cessation, and that's including pot and vaping, okay? A recent study compared the vaginal epithelium cells in 1,638 healthy non-smokers with 531 similar women who smoked anything, okay? The smokers were found to have a higher rate of cellular changes, which suggests vaginal atrophy, than the non-smokers, and smokers were found to reach menopause 2 years earlier than non-smokers. There you have it. Okay, visualization. Visualization and self-hypnosis puts the intention of healing to work using the mind-body connection. Using positive images, visualization helps to produce positive emotions that turn into physical sensations in the body. A good example of this, how it works, is if you imagine yourself at a scary movie and then you become afraid and then the goosebumps appear on your skin, well, visualization does the same thing, except it uses positive suggestion and images to produce positive changes in the body. And this is usually done once in the morning and before bedtime for 6 weeks, and visualization can help eliminate or minimize menopausal physical and emotional symptoms. I was the very first one back in the day to make a visualization tape, and that's how old I am with that, a visualization tape on menopausal symptoms. And I do have that on my website, and it's and you can get that right on my website in my store, but you can get it as a CD now, not as a tape. So you can feel that out and do that if you'd like. All right, now vitamins, minerals, and supplements. Those are very big. Okay, vitamins, mineral, and supplement therapy can help support your body in obtaining relief from menopausal symptoms. Remember, every woman's body is different, and the amounts and types of supplements they need can vary. Some supporting dietary supplements for menopause are, you ready? This you should take no matter whether you're in menopause or not, which is a multivitamin mineral supplement, which includes digestive enzymes, and sometimes they don't have that in, so you should kind of make sure you're taking digestive enzymes as well. After 35, your enzymes in your body that break down the food start going away. So you want to make sure that you're replacing them so that you can break down the food. It doesn't get into weight gain, and it helps keep your body moving and gives you energy in the right way, right? And then also green foods like spirulina or kelp, Also, amino acids are very good. Make sure that they have that. This helps the adrenal glands and keeps the body working at peak performance. So a multivitamin mineral supplement. Vitamin B complex, I would suggest this for everyone too. Many of you know that I was president of a dietary supplement company for 8 years. So vitamin B complex, these are things I take every day. That improves circulation and cellular function. Vitamin B5 can support your adrenal function and aids in stress. About 100 milligrams three times a day helps to do that. Vitamin B6 eases menopausal symptoms and minimizes water retention. That's about 50 milligrams three times a day. I take vitamin C every day. That aids hot flash, but it helps protect your immune system. And you can take anywhere from 3,000 to 10,000 units a day. I use a day, right? If you're in menopause. You know, if you're smoking, it says that every cigarette that you smoke, you use up 1,000 IUs of vitamin C. So 10,000, if you're smoking 10 cigarettes a day, that's 10,000 units, right? So you want to make sure you're taking that just to maintain your body for where it's supposed to be. Vitamin D, that's the vitamin of the year. Every year, the company goes out, a pharmaceutical company, which now owns most of the vitamin companies, except for Source Naturals and Gaia Herbs and a couple of others. But they make a vitamin of the year, and then they drive the cost up of that. You know, I saw CoQ10 was 1 year, quercetin was another year, and the last couple of years is vitamin D. And it's true because it supports calcium uptake and aids in osteoporosis, and that's 400 IUs a day. Vitamin E, remember that D-alpha tocopherol is preferred over the synthetic vitamin E. D, if it has DL, right, it's synthetic. It means it doesn't work the same way. You want D-alpha tocopherol. And that helps to reduce hot flashes and all of the symptoms. In treating hot flashes, start out with about 400 IUs a day and slowly increase your dosage until the relief is found only up to 1,600 IUs a day. Lecithin is important as an emulsifier for vitamin E. So 1,200 milligrams three times a day before meals aids symptomatic relief of hot flashes and related symptoms. Then you have evening primrose or black currant oil. That aids estrogen production. It aids hot flashes and acts as a diuretic and a sedative. Boron enhances calcium absorption, and that's up to 3 milligrams a day. Calcium, chelated, that protects bone loss, irritability, and nervousness. That's about 2,000 milligrams a day. Magnesium also works with calcium, and that's about 1,000 milligrams a day. However, I'm going to change that because right now so many foods have, they add extra calcium in because if you left the foods alone without processing it, and you didn't have to use the pesticides or the gene editing, you wouldn't have to add things in to make the foods well for you, but this is what they're doing. So magnesium, calcium is added in everything. So you want to make sure that your magnesium, I mean calcium, I can't remember which is which, but calcium is the upbeat of the heart and magnesium is the downbeat or vice versa. I don't know. Check it out for yourself. It's good to understand and learn. Okay, silica adds calcium uptake. Zinc helps to reduce symptoms and prevent bone loss. Potassium replaces lost potassium due to perspiration during hot flashes. Selenium supports normal hormonal balance. L-lysine aids hormonal production and aids in liver detoxification. And L-arginine aids also in liver detoxification and muscle metabolism. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Stop And don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I hope you enjoyed all this wonderful stuff about menopause. We're going to move on. Again, you can go to my website, LindaMcKenzie.net. If you go all the way down past the predictions, which I just put up for October, November, and December. So, you can go to my website, LindaMcKenzie.net. That's MacKenzie.net. And if you go to the bottom, it'll show you that there are articles on mind, body, spirit, and you'll be able to find all the information that I gave you and more, actually, at my website for menopause, as well as many other things, too. And there's information about my books and my products and my lectures, and I'm starting something that's really going to be fun. It's called Brunch with Linda, and it's also Psychic Readings, Connection to the Soul, okay, or for Soul Connection. And we're going to be, I'll be doing that with InfinityFoundation.org. You can go to InfinityFoundation.org and sign up. It's going to be once a month. I think it's October 17th. It's on a Sunday, and it's just about an hour and a half. But you'll be able to get some really great insights for your soul and psychic readings for your soul. And we're doing that for October through February and maybe extending it from there. So go to InfinityFoundation.org, and you can actually go to my website to the events at the top, or appearances, and click on that, and it will tell you exactly where I'm going to be and how I'm going to be doing things, and my psychic soar ways and all the things that I do. I'm pretty busy these days. Anyway, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, we may be able to amplify our own energy to accomplish what we want. Now, today, I'm going to talk about a very little-known stone, but I really like it. And it's kyanite. Now, kyanite It's the colors range from gray, black, and blue with white, yellow, green, and pink. Now, I have kyanite that's blue. That is absolutely beautiful, and it's kind of silvery things in it. Now, this is one of the two minerals in the mineral kingdom that never needs cleaning, and it will never accumulate or retain negative energy or vibrations, not at all. And the energy of kyanite is unlimited in application, making it very much one of the very best attunement stones in the arsenal that God gives us in all of these gemstones. Kyanite aligns all the chakras automatically and immediately with no conscious direction. If you direct it with consciousness of the user, it can also open the chakras. Conscious direction of the energy can align the emotional, the intellectual, the physical, the spiritual, the ethereal, and the astral bodies. It's a wonderful, wonderful stone. It just is. It brings tranquility and calmness and to your whole being. And it particularly focuses on the throat chakra and the third eye. It stimulates communication and psychic awareness on all levels. It helps to dispel anger and frustration. It helps to facilitate clarity with respect to mental awareness and linear reasoning. It also includes, induces you to persevere in activities and situations which would usually reduce your strength. It gives you that strength, and it provides you a stimulating energy and supports you in for you to continue with your projects. It further advances the consciousness connection between the higher levels of intuition and heartfelt love. That's wonderful, right? Producing compassion in both communication and decision-making. It also assists in dispelling confusion arising from any emotional, spiritual, or intellectual issues. One of the nicest things that kyanite does, it facilitates meditation. Whenever there's a problem with respect to getting into meditation, the calming, clearing effect of kyanite can be useful because the energy is accessible, gentle, and balanced, and it also is quite useful when accessing the astral plane and when connecting with your guides. It helps further to induce recall of dreams and to promote dream solving, and it provides for access to solutions during your dream state. So a lot of times I'll have a problem and I'll say, can you give me an answer in my dreams? I'll state the problem before I go to sleep, and in the morning I have the answers. It also provides for balancing of the yin-yang energies, and this is kyanite, by the way, I'm talking about, and it dispels energy blockages, moving energy from the ethereal plane in a gentle yet forceful way through the physical body, gets it rid of it. Who doesn't like that? It can be used during radionic analysis. You hold a sample and place a sample on the pendulum or your stone that you're using, and the energy of the stone interferes with the energy of the user and points to the problems that are involved. So if you're a healer and you want to understand where the problem is happening in the person you're healing, kyanite is unbelievable. It should be noted that black kyanite also provides for grounding during the alignment of the chakras. When the blue kyanite, which is what I have, if you use it with the black, its alignment and grounding are both spontaneous and self-operating. In healing, a kyanite can be used in the treatment of disorders of the muscular and urogenital systems, the adrenal glands, the throat, the parathyroid glands, and the brain. It's also a beneficial stone to place between the heart and navel chakras during healing activities, associating when you're healing and laying on the stones. And there you have that. How do you like that? All right. And then we're going to go to our herb of the week. And herbs have our natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today we're going to talk about something that you're not going to think is an herb, but is apples. Despite the adage that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, the apple's medicinal properties are often forgotten. The fruit has been cultivated since Roman times, and ripe apples were used as laxatives and unripe ones to counter diarrhea. In ancient medicine, most apples were cool and moist, and juices and infusions were prescribed for fevers and eye infections, and the 1983 study showed that apples can reduce blood cholesterol levels. Now, the raw food, fresh apples are cleansing for the system. Make sure they're organic, because there's a lot of pesticides, and they've been finding that the pesticides go all the way through the skin. If you eat the apples in the morning, it helps to cleanse your whole system, and if you eat them in the evening, they have a more laxative action. They've been used traditionally in poultices and for skin inflammations. There's a caution, though. Apples are a cold fruit, so eating too many or eating them on a chilled stomach can lead to digestive upsets and gas. All right, we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, at least you were. I want to say thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to look at my events schedule and see. I'll be at Santa Cruz this week on Saturday and Sunday. Come out and join me. It's free if you pre-register. So pre-register at soulsearch.io. All right, well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed this hour with you, and I wish you a week of abundance, happiness, and power. Bye.